Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. As you must have figured out by now, today is the day we call Trinity Sunday, and we celebrate our understanding of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I know the Trinity is baffling. How can God be both three and one? But perhaps there's another question that might help us get at that a little bit. How do we know what God is like? How do we know that we're not just making things up, that we're not just projecting our own image onto God, or just having some plain old wishful thinking? I think that we rely on a number of ways to know what God is like. And the three that I'm going to talk about today are nature, other people, and scripture. And I think we can learn some important things about God from all of these. My guess is that nature is the most universal way that people have a sense of God. Most of us experience a sense of grandeur at the sight of the Grand Canyon, or at the crashing ocean waves. We have a sense of wonder when there's a clear sky and you can see all of those stars. We experience joy at the beauty of the roses, awe at the intricately spiraled seashells. We look at nature and we are amazed at its variety and diversity. We're overwhelmed by the vastness of it all, and we know that we didn't make all of that. This is so big, it must be from God, many of us say. We proclaim that God is creator, God is a maker, God is a lover of order and beauty, God is great and glorious. These are all characteristics of God that we can learn from nature. But you might well say, what about tornadoes? What about famines and diseases? Aren't those also part of the natural world? Does that mean that they are also created by God? How do we hold the beauty and the destruction together? How do we hold the order and the chaos of nature together and still proclaim that nature reveals what God is like? We have to understand, to acknowledge that we do not fully understand how God can be both a creator and allow destruction. And so we proclaim that God's ways are mysterious and that we cannot fully understand God. This is also a characteristic of God that we learn from nature. Now, another way that we come to learn about God is from other people. We're drawn to the kindness and the compassion of nurses. We're inspired by the sacrificial service of first responders. We're nurtured and protected by fathers and mothers. And these qualities are so vital to human life that we say they must be from God. And we proclaim God must also be like a parent. And that when we care for others, we are being God's hands and feet. So we proclaim that humans reflect the image of God. But what about violence and hatred and meanness? What about racism and the bigotry that puts other people down? What about rape and road rage and child abuse? If humans are made in the image of God, are those horrible things also characteristics of God? No. I think our instincts know better than that. Instead, we proclaim that it is sin that gets in the way. Sin that prevents us from fully living up into the image of God. We know that we're not God, and we know that evil is not part of God. For people of faith, Scripture is the most vital way that we know about God. And in the Bible, God is revealed in so many different ways, in interactions with kings and countries. God is revealed in commandments to holiness, in commandments to take care of widows and orphans. In the Bible, God chooses a people to be God's own. And in the Bible, God acts in surprising ways, using younger sons instead of older ones to bear God's promise, bringing a people in slavery to the promised land, bringing home a people in exile. And it is in Scripture that we learn about Jesus. We hear the stories of his life with miracles and healings. We hear the parables he tells. We see how he gives his life to save us from sin and death. So we see from the Bible that God is faithful and that God is always involved and present for God's people. We learn that the characteristics of God include the ability, the willingness to provide salvation and healing, and that with God, all things are possible. So when Jesus says in the passage we heard from Matthew, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," we can trust that some special information is being given here about what God is like. God is manifest in three persons: Creator, Redeemer, and then something else that we might call Energizer, Sustainer, Comforter. And we can talk all we want to about how these three fit together. Those of you who have attended the Thursday class may have a deeper and more complex understanding of the Trinity than you did beforehand. And you probably also heard the professor say that the important thing is not the threeness of God, but the oneness. The threeness in the oneness. Above all else, God is one. God is not divided into good and bad. God doesn't take sides, favoring Democrats over Republicans, or rich people over the middle class, or Reds fans over Yankees fans. God's primary quality is unity, the unity of love, a love that seeks to unite all the peoples of the earth. Our God is triune and also three in one. The Son doesn't go off on his own to do his own thing. The Spirit does not have an identity that is separate from Father and Son. All three are bound together inextricably. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are our God. In fact, I've heard some scholars say that that is God's name for Christians: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All the ways that we know about God are helpful. They point us to a greater unity with God and with each other. Our expansive experience of the grandeur and the beauty of nature points to God insofar as it shows us how far God is above us and beyond us. But at the same time, nature draws us in. It draws us closer to God. It is so attractive. Nature draws us closer also to all creative beings, no matter how different they are from us. The trees and the rocks and the stars and the horses and the cats and the people. Our experience of the inspiration and the caring of other people points to God insofar as it shows us the interactive element of the Trinity. God is always dynamic. The Son points to the Father, and the Father points to the Son, and the Spirit reveals the energy of both Father and Son to God's people. And in Scripture, our experience of God is revealed in Jesus Christ, the one who shows God's face most fully. Jesus Christ is the one who overcomes our distance, the distance between us and God. Jesus Christ is the one who shows God reaching out for us even when we're at our worst, going, giving us the abundant life of love. So how do we know what God is like? Pay attention. Pay attention to the world around you. Pay attention to the people around you. And measure Scripture by the standard of Jesus. Jesus is the one. Through him, as the Apostle Paul says, we have peace with God and we have access to his grace. Through the Spirit, God's love has been poured into our hearts. And so we learn that God's love is ever dynamic, ever flowing, ever reaching out to you and to me and to all our world. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.